You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Tired of being lonely, tired of being blue. I wish I had some good man to tell my troubles to. Seems like the whole world's wrong. In my bowl, I need a little hot dog on my roll. I can stand a bit of loving. Oh, so bad. I feel so funny. I feel so sad. I need a little steam heat on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, hot papa? Come on and save your mama's soul. 'Cause I need a little sugar in my bowl. Doggone it, I need a little sugar in my bowl.
Annie and the Hedonists, need a little sugar in my bowl. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. No saccharin will do. You need the real stuff there. Yes, indeed. That's Annie Rosen on the vocal and Johnny Rosen on guitar. Peter Davis, who sent me this, or at least he wanted to know if I was interested. I said, yeah, it's nice. This is a good group. This was recorded this year, I believe. Peter Davis on it says here, piano, tenor guitar, clarinet. And also, a lot of these people were doing vocals, too, so I'm not going to say that. Don Young on the bass. And, yes, we're... That's Annie and the Hedonists. Very, very good CD, and that just came out. and 2012. So I urge you to. I'll link to all that as well. But I'm glad to have that. There's I have a couple more that you will be hearing, and very very good stuff indeed there. Thanks to Peter Davis for suggesting that. And this is Radiola, and we're going to go back to people now who are no longer on the planet. They might be in it, but they're not on it, so to speak. They're not walking around with us here on Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not walking around at the moment either. But that's only because I'm sitting down. But I'm pretty firmly on the planet for the time being. Eddie Peabody on the banjo, Arthur Fields on the vocal. In 1925 on Banner, Collegiate.
Nothing intermediate, no man, trousers baggy, and our clothes look raggy, but we're up and ready, yay. Daughters, all the things we never wear, and we haven't any use for red hot flannel, very, very seldom in a hurry, never ever worry, we're collegiate, rah, rah, rah. Theta, Lambda, Chi, Omega, Phi, Gamma, Lemmy, Gimme, One, a half a dollar, Wear a Aracala, Low, Sigma, Kappa, Tappa, half a keg, That's the Greek for all the lodges we belong to, Soccer, Soaker, Delta, Hand, a Poker, Eats at every smoker, We're collegiate, rah, rah, rah. Thank you.
Barney Rapp and his orchestra, Because They All Love You. That's a Little Jack, Little Tommy Maley song from 1924, and I guess that was an answer song to Jealous. So that was that. Of course, there are no lyrics there, so you couldn't tell that. But I've always been partial to that tune for some particular reason. Missouri Jazz Band, actually Lou Gold, and that sounds like a bad. I don't know if they were experimenting with electrical recording, but there's something really strange there. It might have even been a perfect or Pathé Actuel master on Banner, but sounds like somebody did a couple of dubbings. But I'm going to Charleston, back to Charleston. It's a great performance, so we're not going to omit that at all. That's what we have here. it's good stuff. It's really, I think. Well, I always say that Red Nichols is in there somewhere, which may be in fact the case. Our Eddie Peabody, Arthur Fields on the vocal, Collegiate, 1925, and this is Radiola. And if we don't play Arthur Fields or Irving Kaufman or Red Nichols, then we're not doing our job here, because this is your there's just no way we can escape that. Here's a very nice transfer of this, and it's the original clarion issue, but I didn't mess with this too much in terms of equalization or anything else. Benny Goodman's in here. And he's not playing a solo, but it's Ben Sullivan Group, Roy Carroll and his Sands Points Orchestra. Sands Point, there's only one of them. Orchestra, Paul Small. And this is coming up too, I think, or it should be. Moonlight Saving Time, 1931.
And chime good morning. There ought to be a law in clover time to keep that moon out over time, to keep each lover's lane in rhyme till dawning. You'd better hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, get busy today. You'd better croon a tune to the man up in the moon. And here's what I'd say. There ought to be a moonlight saving time, so I could love that girl of mine until the birdies wake and chime good morning. Thank you.
we have from 1930 the Anglo-Persians, led by Louis Katzman, recording The Peanut Vendor, which was a Cuban song. So how's that for ecumenical on Brunswick? And a little rough there at the beginning, but it's a good copy, though, mostly. And we all need a rumba this week. Before that, a recording I truly enjoy. I like the original from 1929, too, but this was in an album set of Columbia recordings featuring the Dorsey Brothers, who are on here with the original Memphis Five, and they're playing Anything, and that's the title of the song. They could play anything, but there they are, in fact, playing a song titled Anything, 1931, Frank Signorelli piano, Phil Napoleon on trumpet, and his brother Ted on the drums. So, yes. Roy Carroll and his Sands Point Orchestra. That's Ben Sullivan with Paul Small, and an all-star group, as Ben usually had in those days, because guys wanted to make money during the Depression. Moonlight Saving Time. Had to put that extra plural in there somewhere. 1931. And this is Radiola, and this show is, we occasionally put in plurals where they don't belong, but we don't put in apostrophes where they don't belong. We've learned not to do that over the course of an education. We'll explain that process to you with if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope. Here's, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm your pedagogue here in chief. That's what I said, right? This has James P. Johnson on the piano. That's what I noted here because it was worth noting. George Thomas on the vocal with McKinney's Cotton Pickers. And also, I think Benny Carter's in there, too. Baby, Won't You Please Come Home,
Baby, won't you please come on home? Daddy needs my love. Baby, the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. That melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Ah, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. That nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. The memory of love's refrain.
Mildred Bailey and her Alley Cats. Well, she's good, ain't she? That's off a Decca pressing. That was originally recorded in 1935. That was from a later album set, Willow Tree. And lots of Berrigan in there. Oh, my goodness. Bunny Berrigan's all over that one. Before that, Bing Crosby with Stardust, 1931. And that is a recording I rescued from a Catholic school about to be torn down. I don't know what that was. I was heading out the door, and it was sitting there on the floor in an album, and there it was, in a nice shape too, and I'm glad to have it. James P. Johnson, well, he's in there. McKinney's Cotton Pickers, Don Redman leading that, of course. George Thomas, Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, 1930, and yes, and if once you come home, make sure you. There's stuff that needs doing here. That's what I say. This is Radiola, and this is only one of the things that we do here, and that's why sometimes, well, this week it's a good show. I have to say that. The more we do, we find the more we want to do or try to do, the more we find we can do, and which astonishes me because you'd think it wouldn't be the case, but in fact it is. And I'm Andy Senior, and I. You know, we can only do one miracle each week, and this is it. Now we have to go take a rest somewhere, you know, put our feet up. The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, and yes, there's a lot of Berrigan in this too, and of course the brothers are there. There's a fade in and out here. That was technologically astonishing for when this was recorded, originally on Brunswick, 1933. This was from Columbia, the album set. It's Shim Sham Shimmy. Yes. Thank you. Jimmy McPartland and his orchestra, and Jimmy's there on the cornet with it, and his brother Dick is in there too. But that's really quite a group, and I don't even know these people, but they were all, most of them, I guess they're famous, but and they're Chicago famous. So, but there's Bud Jacobson on clarinet, Boyce Brown on alto sax, Floyd Bean on piano, Dick McPartland on guitar, Jim Lanigan on bass, and Hank Isaacs on drums. But that was China Boy, yes, and the Jimmy McPartland's orchestra. Before that, we had Hal Kemp in Dutch with a Duchess, and that was a Hal Kemp composition. So, no, it has nothing to do with my life. No, don't even look here. No, it's just a good, nice recording. Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, Shim Sham Shimmy, 1933, and Bunny Berrigan's on there. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm going to continue now with my elegies. And this is a real seasonal elegy. You might expect Joe Marsala and his Delta Six. Actually, the tune was by Leonard Feather, and Joe Marsala is there. And this was a strange group because everybody changed seats in the band. Joe Marcel on clarinet, Bobby Hackett was on guitar, Benny Carter was playing trumpet, Pete Brown on alto sax, Billy Kyle piano, Hayes Elvis bass, and Cozy Cole on drums, and it's a Featherbed Lament. Thank you. Billie Holiday and her orchestra, 1938, I Can't Get Started. And that at that point, Billie was with the Count Basie Band, which basically accompanied her. So you had Buck Clayton, Lester Young, Dickie Wells, Freddie Green, Walter Page, Joe Jones, and somebody on piano, and this is highly dubious, Margaret Queenie Johnson. And whenever I see the word Queenie, I have to assume that's Count Basie in audio drag too. He was probably because he was on a contract to Duck at the time, so he had to sneak into the studio wearing a dress and a wig as Margaret Queenie Johnson. My guess though, before that, Joe Marcel and his Delta Six, Leonard Feather composition, Feather Bed Lament, 1939, and yes. And yes, our seasonal allergies are acting up. Allergies and allergies, it turns out, but we'll navigate. And I'm Andy Senior, and navigating is what I do here on radio, and I thank you so much for listening. Here's one of the best piano records ever made in the history of recording, and no apologies for playing this numerous times on the show, but this is a new transfer, and it rounds it out nicely. Art Tatum. Jules Massenet wrote this originally, but Art does what he can with it, and boy does he ever. Elegy.